really fascinating to see lots of different people return to different practices, whether that's, you know, just personal wants or the need, like all of the masks that are being made. It's sort of something that has not been forgotten, certainly, but has been on the back burner. It's neat to see how many people are so gifted with the sewing machine, too.
What is it about sewing and that hands-on experience that is so important to you when it comes to creating your art and maybe is even taking on even more meaning now?
I am a lover of my sewing machine, particularly because it allows me to make embroideries, and I really delight in the meditative process that is embroidery. The sound of the sewing machine is sort of nostalgic, but also is meditative. So this idea that your hands are busy and that your mind can wander even as you're working on these things is something that I really delight in.
Are you discovering other aspects of your creativity that are kind of resurfacing again? Your painting? Any music?
It's been fun to rediscover old loves. I'm a deep lover of the piano, and having a basement piano near or in the building that I have a studio in has been really delightful.
You spent a good part of last year in Texas in an artist residency program, and I know you've been to several of those. Do you think this the public health crisis is going to have an effect on those ability to go and do residencies around the country and around the world for artists?
I do. I actually have had three residencies canceled this year alone that I was going to attend this upcoming fall. So it's tricky, I think, as art centers move forward, because they also are small businesses that are usually run by generous giving or grants or funding, you know, and so for them to not necessarily have the same amount of funding or the same business as usual has been difficult too. So it's a question of how do these art centers move forward and still continue to do the amazing things that they do and create community for artists.
Well, case in point, as an artist with the Harrison Center, all of you do such a wonderful outreach to the community around East 16th Street there. How has the coronavirus impacted the community surrounding the Harrison Center and the outreach that all of you artists do all of the time with the people in that neighborhood?
The goal of the Harrison Center has been to be kind to your neighbors and to spread love, not sickness. And so a lot of the conversation has been, how do we share art and love our neighbors well in a time where we can't all be together? And so there have been a lot of really amazing initiatives that we have been working on to try and bring art to the neighborhood by using things that can still be enjoyed from your car or from a distance. And it's kind of frustrating in this time as an artist to think, you know, how do I deal with this? Because we're all processing this thing, and it's not something that, you know, one or two of us are experiencing. It's everyone. And so it's a tough question. How do I bring light to this community, to my own practice? How do I be encouraging, but also take the time to delight in things?
Well, thank you, Abby, so much for sharing.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.